From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Even after a presidential apology, Doctors Without Borders still calls for an international investigation. President Barack Obama has promised a thorough and transparent investigation into the bombing of a field hospital in Afghanistan that killed 22 people inside, including three children. In a phone call Wednesday, the president apologized to the head of Doctors Without Borders for the Kunduz bombing. He also called Afghanistan's president to express condolences for the civilian deaths. VOA's Latisha Hoek says Doctors Without Borders has called for an independent investigation to determine whether the bombing constitutes a war crime.
President Obama on Wednesday called Doctors Without Borders International President Joanne Liu to apologize and express his condolences for the loss of staff and patients.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
Doctors Without Borders said it wants an independent investigation of the bombing because it cannot trust the impartiality of U.S., NATO, and Afghan military investigations.
We are calling on President Obama to consent to the fact-finding commission.
Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The head of NATO has slammed what he termed Russia's troubling escalation of military activities in Syria a day after Moscow launched cruise missiles as part of an intensified air campaign against Syrian rebels. Jens Stoltenberg made the comments Thursday as he arrived for a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. This is VOA News. Suspected airstrikes by a Saudi Arabia-led coalition have hit a wedding in war-torn Yemen, according to witnesses and officials, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 25 others. These attacks hit a home late Wednesday in the Sanban region of Damar province, which is held by Shiite Houthi rebels being targeted by the months-long coalition bombing campaign. The Riyadh-based alliance had no immediate comment on the incident. The coalition has been repeatedly accused of carrying out deadly attacks in Yemen. The UN says as many as 1,100 civilians have been killed in 6 months of airstrikes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert for more violence and trouble after Palestinians carried out several knife attacks against Jews. Netanyahu canceled a scheduled trip to Germany Thursday to deal with a surge in Palestinian attacks on Israelis. On Wednesday, a Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City. The attack came hours after Israel lifted some of the tight security measures imposed on Palestinians in the Old City. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has grown over the past week, primarily over the East Jerusalem holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jews as the Temple Mount. Palestinians have accused Israelis of trying to restrict them from visiting and praying at the mosque, a charge Israel denies. Beijing is expressing serious concern about a reported U.S. plan to challenge China's South China Sea territorial claims by sailing a Navy ship near one of its newly built artificial islands. The U.S. newspaper Navy Times reported that the Navy may soon receive approval for the mission to sail inside the 12 nautical mile or 21 kilometer territorial limit surrounding one of the man-made structures to illustrate Washington's stance that they do not constitute sovereign territory. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying said Thursday that China has a clear position on the South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost all of, along with its islands, reefs and atolls. Five other governments also claim the region as part or in total. The U.S. doesn't take a formal position on those claims. FIFA has provisionally banned President Sepp Blatter and UEFA President Michael Platini for 90 days in the wake of a Swiss criminal investigation. The move by the FIFA Ethics Committee further taints Blatter's 40-year career at FIFA, including 17 years as president, that also damages the hopes of Platini to replace Blatter in the February election. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.